Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. I apologize for the one-minute delay here. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the eighth day of the month of Tammuz. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ezra Goldschmidt of Shari Torah in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Goldschmidt's remarks, he will lead us in the recitation of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kut Chaf Aleph, and Kut Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed then by the Mishaberach for our incredibly brave Chayalim. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholem, during which Rabbi Goldschmidt will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. And the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim call. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure once again to share some Torah with you. I understand that some of you out there are calling in from Israel. This week, we here in Chutz Aretz will finally catch up to you with a double parsha. So let's go with an idea for Parshas Balak, a parsha that we share this week. These days, we do not have prophecy in our world. We don't have nevuah. But even in an earlier era where there was prophecy, to become worthy of it took significant work. The Rambam describes what such an individual looks like in the seventh chapter of Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah. He says the following, Ein ha-nevuah chala ela al-chacham gadol v'chachma gibor b'midotav. Prophecy is bestowed only upon a very wise sage of strong character, who's never overcome by his natural inclinations in any regard. Instead, with his intellect, he overcomes his natural inclinations at all times. He must possess a very broad and accurate mental capacity. He'll advance and separate himself from the masses who proceed in the darkness of the time. You know, he goes on with more, but you get the idea. You know, prophecy is only for those who have developed themselves with a lot of hard work, a lot of hard spiritual work, into something very special. But if that indeed is the case, so of course our parsha poses quite a challenge. To quote Rashi, who asks this question, he says, "Mifnei ma hishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchinato al goy rasha? Why did God visit his presence onto an evil Gentile?" That individual being the wicked Bilam, the main character of Parshas Balak, the guy who, even if you're just focusing on the psukim alone, and not Midrashim, he's the guy who beats up his donkey, runs to curse the Jewish people. He devises a plan to trap an Yisrael into immorality at the end of our Parsha. He doesn't exactly fit that description of the ideal candidate for prophecy, to say the least. So why then does God speak to him? Rashi continues answering his own question. He says, "Kedei shelo yehi pitchon pel umot lumar." This was so that the nations of the world wouldn't have an excuse to say the following: "Ilu hayu lanu neviim chazaranu lemutav." If only we had had prophets, we would have done a good teshuva. We would have been good people. "Hamid lahem neviim vehim partzu geder haolam." So God established prophets for them, and they nevertheless they breached the fence of the world, meaning they violated laws that were universally understood to be wrong. At first they were fenced in, meaning they were observant when it came to prohibited relationships. Yet this guy Bilam, he gave them advice which they followed, to abandon themselves to lewdness. So that's why God gave prophecy to Bilam, who honestly didn't deserve it. This was an exceptional circumstance. But does Rashi's explanation make sense? What did Rashi just say? That God broke with standard operating procedure and spoke to a wicked man. Why? So that the nations of the world in that time would not be able to claim that if given proper leadership, they would have been better. According to Rashi, prophecies given to Bilam to put that theory to rest to show that they're indeed guilty. But hold on a second. There's good leadership, and there's bad leadership. When the nations of Midian and Moab theoretically demand leadership, Bilam is not the kind of guy they're asking for. He's a terrible person. They want a good leader. How does God giving prophecy to Bilam address their needs? Doesn't he only make matters worse? The answer, I believe, requires a more careful reading of what Rashi's saying. Again, if you look carefully, Rashi says the following. If only we had had prophets, plural, we would have done a good teshuvah. They impart together ha'olam, God established prophets for them, and they nevertheless breached the fence of the world. Rashi's use of the plural, despite the fact that Bilam is just one guy, it's not a mistake. How many prophets did God give to these nations? We only hear about Bilam. We assume they received one. But no, God gave them a number of Nevi'im, multiple individuals who could serve them in leadership. And why did we never hear about them? Because they were never chosen by their people to lead. The nation's claim to God would have been that they were completely lacking in leadership, that they had no direction whatsoever. To negate that claim, that a vacuum of leadership caused their downfall, God gave them leaders, but not in a manner that would take away their ability to choose the path that they wished to follow. God gave many individuals, some nobler than others, the ability and potential to lead. He's even willing to break the rules, so to speak, to communicate with whoever Midian and Moab were willing to accept upon themselves, even those undeserving of prophecy. And because of that, because Moab and Midian had a choice concerning who would lead them, those nations are responsible for the direction Bilam takes them in. They chose him, after all. This idea, of course, has its limitations. Some societies have too little control over their leadership that we can truly establish guilt on the collective. Some have more control than they'd like to admit. There's a spectrum here, one where God certainly weighs things correctly, and which we have to weigh as best as we can as well. It's a relevant idea for geopolitics, but now is not the time to elaborate on that. More importantly, it's relevant for ourselves. When it comes to us, our leaders do not bear full responsibility for where we're headed. We, who choose our leaders, are also the ones to take the credit or fault for the direction we move in. On the individual level, Parshas Balak is well known as a source for the concept of "Bederech she'adam rotei leilech molichin," that God allows a person to follow the path of his or her choosing. Bilam wants to go curse the Jewish people. He asks permission to do so, and God clearly says no. But when Bilam presses, when he asks a second time in his dreams, when he, so to speak, asks the angel blocking his way if it's okay to travel further, he's told something along the lines of, Bilam, do what you want. If one is persistent, God won't stop an individual from following their path, even when it conflicts with God's will, with Ratzon Hashem. That's an individual level. But the truth is that this parsha teaches us this lesson on a communal and national level as well. The agenda, the desires of a group, whether for good or for bad, God won't stand in the way of that either. In fact, he'll give them the very leadership that they need to realize their desires. As we see from Bilam, a community's hand is not forced to pick certain leadership or to be influenced by forces out of their control. But where we want to go, we'll go, and God will give us the leadership needed to get there. We all look up to many people, and to a large extent, we model ourselves after their behavior or their directives. No one's beyond influence. We can't control that. However, what we do have control over is our choice of who we decide to look to for guidance, for vision, for inspiration. Families, communities, and nations have a collective will, and because of that, they have a collective responsibility. There are, so to speak, prophets out there. There are plenty of competing voices in our ears and on our screens. We have the challenge to pick the right ones, and may we merit to do so, to choose the right sources of influences, friends, spouses, colleagues, and leaders who can help us, individually, communally, and nationally, to become as perfect in God's eyes as possible. Now continue with the recital of Tehillim. We'll begin with chapter 20, Tehillim Parakaf. Mam Natsayach Mizmor David, Yamcha Adonai Beyon Sarah, יסכבך השם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסדקה, יזכור כל מנחסך ועולה עצמך ידע שנסה לה, Yitin nachachal v'avecha v'chol atzatcha yimalei. V'nana bishu asecha v'shim aluhinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishal asecha. Atay yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishichel yanehu mishimi kodsho v'gurus yeshi yimina. Yilav arecha v'ilav asesim v'anachnu b'shim Adonai aluhinu nazkir. Yima karlu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamu v'nisadad Adonai hoshia המלך יאמינו ויום חולנו. Chapter 121, פרק קכ"א. שיר למעלות, עשה עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מאם אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צלוחה על יד ימינך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור את צעירך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. Lastly, chapter 130, פרק קל"ד. שיר המעלות, ממען אקים קרסיך אדוני. אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם אבונוס תשמוריה, אדוני מי יעמוד. כי ינוחה סליחה למען תברא. כי ביסי אדוני כבשר נפשי, ולדרו הוכלתי, נפשי אדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדוס, והוא יפה את ישראל מכל אבונוסיו. ונאמר שדחינו, a short prayer that the Jewish people receives every sort of physical and spiritual salvation that's needed. אחינו כל ביס ישראל, הנשאים לבטרה ובשביה, האומים עם הים ועם הימשה, המקום ירחים עליהם, ויוציאים ניצר על הרווחה, ומאפיר על האורה, ומשיב על הגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the omnipresent have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Now a prayer for the IDF, that they should have the utmost success in their heroic work. Yishaberach avrasinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, hu yivarech eskayolei tzava ha-hagana liyisrael v'anchei kochos ha-bitachon, ha-omdim al-mishmar arcenu v'arei Eloheinu, megevul ha-levanon v'abid bar-mitzayim, umen hayam ha-gadol al-levo ha-alava, v'chol makom shehema v'yamasha ba-avir uv'yam. Yitain Adonai esoyevinu ha-kamim aleinu nigafim lefneihem. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרים בחסר ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון, יקוימה בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholin, a prayer for those who are sick, as we say it together in pause. Please insert the name of those in need of a refuah shalema, a full and complete recovery. Mi shaberach avosinu, Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, Avdu Shlomo, v'yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים על אליהם, לאחלימם ולרפוסם ולחזיקם ולחיוסם, ישלח להם מהיר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldschmidt. Great to have you on the program. Certainly looking forward to having you back. Please God in Yeret Hashem in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day. May all of our tefillos be answered, l'tova, for good.